yesterday I brought my kids. I wanted to surprise them. So I brought them to Dave and Buster's. They love Dave. My boys love Dave and Buster's. And they were been asking to go ever since school ended. And I kept saying like, well, I'll take you at some point. So I picked them up from their theater camp yesterday and I don't tell them. And I'm taking them to Dave and Buster's. And when you're, as a parent, about to do something really nice for your kids, but it's a surprise, it's such a good feeling. But at the same time, you have to be an Oscar-winning actor. Because they can sniff it on you.
Oh, my kids care.
And they go, are we going straight home? And I'm like, no, we got to make a stop. And they both go, where? Oh, we have to go to the fountains. Oh, why? Well, I got to pick some food. And eventually, they start acting so badly, you want to go like, you know what? We are going to stop and just walk around the grocery store, and I'm going to read every label I see. But then when you know, we're walking up, they're like, why'd we park so far from the grocery store? And then we walk into Dave and Buster's and they go, what are we doing here? And I go, this is where we're going. But by that point, you've already done enough dialogue back and forth to keep the surprise going that they're just like, oh. They seem put out. But I watched my son, Theo, who's almost 8 years old, get bit with the claw game bug yesterday.
Oh, boy.
God, man. I was like, 1-800-GAMBLER. We got to call him right now.
It's hard. It's, man, once you dip your toe in, it's hard to get yourself back out. I know that better than anybody.
And every single time he lost, because he lost every single time, I said, That's it. That's it. Nobody wins. I said, nobody wins on that game. And then, of course, some little girl has to win and he has to see it. And he goes, she just won a blue rubber duck. Just like everybody else, we play video games after we eat lunch. I sit down, eat, then we'll go play video games. Well, I always forget that after you eat Dave and Buster's, you feel like you ate Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
So now I got to walk around the arcade part of Dave and Buster's just being like,
There's a lot of sodium in that.
Yeah. Would you guys be okay if Daddy went to the bathroom fast?
Dave and Buster's food does feel like they are salting it so that it will last many moons.
Right.
Like in the same way that on the prairie they used to salt meat to make it last.
Yes, that's so accurate.
Yeah.
And we were there like at lunchtime on a weekday, so it felt like I was a divorced dad that was like, this is my time with them.
Every other week is my time.
Yep. And as I looked around, it was nothing but other dads with their kids. And it kind of felt like this was the divorced dad club. So anyway, though, that was my Dave and Buster's adventure yesterday. And I am concerned about my son, Theo, and his claw game addiction already. It feels like 8 years old he's either going to go pro or he's going to become a claw game junkie.
As somebody who is a bit of a claw game junkie, if I have the opportunity, I feel confident that it usually just ends there. It's not a gateway drug.
It's not.
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
No.
All right, that makes me feel so much better.
There just isn't anything similar enough that scratches that itch.
And what is the itch? Almost winning something.
Being able to get it.
It's being able to get it.
Yeah.
It's thinking. Okay, so first of all, you are using your hands. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you feel in charge. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's so much.
You don't think every time I see it, I always think that they purposely put prizes too heavy for the claw to grab.
They do some of them. And as things get lifted up, mm-hmm. those get easier to get.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I have to tell you, I've walked away with quite a few things from Dave and Buster's.
All right.
I came away with an entire basketball one time.
That's not bad.
No.
My boys have actually learned the art of delayed gratification. And on our card that we keep using, we proudly have 3,200 tickets. So I feel like that's not bad.
And you keep the card.
Yeah. Oh, you have to. Because that's how you keep your tickets.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, I would lose it.
That's how I keep convincing my wife, we should go to Dave and Buster's. You don't, but the boys are learning about delayed gratification. Because then we get all these tickets, and then we go into the store, and I go, okay, you could get this, but if we come just a few more times, because we average about 800 tickets a time, I'm like, we could get this one next. And they're like, all right, let it ride.
I'm just impressed that you don't lose the card.
Thank you.